shut your mouth.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Oh, you like my shirt?
Do me a favor, stop talking. I love your shirt. It doesn't work for radio, but normally, yeah.
I went to the store with this shirt on. I'm like, hell yeah, stop talking. This just shouts out, I'm an asshole.
The thing about that shirt that's really good, any shirt that says, do me a favor, stop talking, you don't have to tell us that you're an asshole. You don't have to tell us your personality. We see you, and it's up to us to decide, should we engage with this guy that's obviously going to be an asshole? Everyone should have shirts like that. Like, everybody should wear a shirt to give us a sense of their personality. Like, today, so fuck up. I never wear shirts that say shit on. I never, never, never. I happen to be wearing a shirt that said peace on it just because it was like this, it was really hot today in the city. It's a tank top. It had these like chains hanging from it. Just looked cool with this, like these jeans I was wearing. Just, it was just really a cool shirt. But I was walking by the UN, and because what's going on in Ukraine and Russia, there's been like emergency meetings at the UN, and there's all these protesters out there, and I'm walking through with the shirt that says peace on it. And I didn't mean to. And people were like, yeah, girl, yeah, right on. Like, they thought I was coming from a protest. It's like, no, this is fashion. This is fashion, not a political statement. Don't approach me. So that shirt was a mistake, especially today. But I think if we all wore shirts that kind of gave you our inner soul, you would know whether we're approachable or not.
It's like if I wore a MAGA hat, you know where I stand.
Right.
And you know when you approach me what I'm going to talk about, because that's all they talk about. But with this, it's just a shirt that says, do me a favor and stop talking. I just want you to stop talking. This is it to a T when it comes to me and people.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. The fact that we can reduce our personalities to a slogan on a T-shirt is hilarious. But I think we all can do it. And I think that that should be required, especially like your first day at a job, so people know where you fit in the pecking order.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I saw this T-shirt that I really want. It's at this store near me, but it's too expensive. Again, it's a fashion shirt. But the shirt says, I'm not for everyone.
Acquired taste.
Yeah, like I'm an acquired, I'm not for everybody. And I think, I was like, yeah, that shirt totally, that's me. So if someone's getting to know me, I should just, you go on a date. I'm like, hi, so what's your name? Hang on a minute. And you open your shirt, mm-hmm. You open your jacket to reveal what your shirt says. And they can decide if they want to continue the date or not.
Yeah, if you go out on a date, you can have different shirts for different dates and days. You can have a shirt that said, yeah, I'll sleep with you.
I'm easy.
You can just wear that all the time. See, I'm easy. I'm approachable. You can come up to me.
Right. Whereas your shirt says the opposite. Do me a favor. Stop talking. Says not approachable. Leave this guy alone. If you engage with him, you'll walk away going, oh, asshole. What an asshole.
I want you to know I'm an asshole from 20 feet away.
Exactly. And if you can't read, if you don't get that message with him coming towards you and then you having to engage with him and going, wow, this guy's a real asshole, that's on you. He warned you.
I warned you when I walked out of my house. I wear it around my family and point at it. When they're talking, I say, no, look, this is the reason why I'm not talking to you. This is the reason why you shouldn't talk. It's just people's voices irritate me to the most part.
Good thing you're in radio.
It's like I heard something on the radio and a phone caller called in. And we had an issue with one radio station and their phones. Mm-hmm. And remember, we would always say, no, the phones suck. When people call us because it's a call-in show, the phones are horrible. No, we don't believe you. And we even narrowed it down to Apple phones on Verizon.
We had enough callers that when the call was bad, we said, what phone are you using? What provider do you have? And we did our own little survey and people were like, oh, Samsung, I have T-Mobile. Oh, that's why that's a good call. Like, we were able to narrow it down. Right. Yeah. We were able to narrow it down and be like, and to the point where, like, when people called the show, that was our first question. Are you on an Apple phone? Yes. Do you have Verizon? Yes. Oh, sorry. You have to text us.
Yeah. So we would go to management and say, we figured it out. We're brilliant. We figured out that every shitty call, and they had 7 phone lines, by the way, into the studio. Only 3 worked. just thinking back to that nightmare that we lived, we would have to busy out 4 phone lines because
that's right.
We didn't want phone calls coming in on line 6 because line 6 sucked.
Didn't work. Yeah.
But we narrowed it down and said, we can't get calls. We can't do the show we should do because of this. And they never believed us and never fixed it.
Well, no, but eventually, remember, they did call Verizon, and Verizon was like, oh, yeah, here's the issue, and told them that that made sense to them, and they explained what the issue was and why the issue was specifically with Verizon phones, and they still did nothing about it. They got to the bottom of it. They made the call. I was there when they called, because they didn't believe us. And we made them call Verizon, and Verizon was like, yeah, here's why, and they were like, oh, that's interesting. Yeah, still going to do nothing about it.
Yeah, that just hit me today. And I remembered that there's some things that you bury deep down inside your psyche, then something brings it out and you go, oh, yeah, that's why that job sucked.
We have radio PTSD.
Yeah, from line 6, 7, and 8.
The very latest information on an amazing phenomenon.
Because you are a mean girl. You're a bitch.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Well, this week we learned something about Lindsay Lohan that we didn't really know before. As you noticed, I didn't call her Lindsay Lohan, which we've all been saying since the dawn of time, since she was a child, since we got introduced to her in The Parent Trap and Herbie the Love Bug. She's Lindsay Lohan. Today we learned something new about her, very subtle, just kind of low-key on TikTok. Here she is.
Hey, everyone, it's Lindsay Lohan, and guess what? Now I'm on TikTok.
Did you catch that?
Lindsay Lohan.
Play it again.
Hey, everyone, it's Lindsay Lohan, and guess what? Now I'm on TikTok.
She's on TikTok for the first time, and she referred to herself as Lindsay Lohan. Like it's L-O-W-E-N, Lohan.
Yeah, because when you sent me this, I listened to it first and said, well, I've always been saying her name Lohan.
We all have for years. I mean, it's spelled L-O-H-A-N. And every time that either one of her parents are interviewed, here comes Michael Lohan. Hi, everybody. Hi, I'm Michael Lohan. Like, why is she suddenly Lindsay Lohan? That's almost like when Demi Moore was suddenly like, it's Demi. It's like, bitch, you've been famous for 20 years. Now you're telling us Demi?
You spent all this time building your brand. And then at the end, you're going to change your brand.
Listen, we understand Lohan versus Lohan. We can pronounce Schwarzenegger.
You know what I mean? Like, we learn.
We learn. We're good with names that look like it's going to be a tough challenge till we get to the end of the name. But we're good with it. Like, should we tell Ejiofor? I could say that name no problem. Do you know what I mean? So, bitch, tell us it's Lohan. You should have told us this years ago, 30 years ago.
Galifianakis.
Right. We could say Galifianakis.
If I would have had a story that said Zach Galifianakis, I would have went, I'm not even tackling that name. I'm not doing it. But now, since he's famous and it was in a song, we know how to say it.
Right. Exactly. I mean, Ralph Fiennes. We've been saying that for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who else? Steve Buscemi. Oh, actually, we've been saying Steve Buscemi's name wrong.
What is it? Todd Frank?
He literally just told us recently that it's Buscemi.
Buscemi.
Buscemi. Steve Buscemi. Nobody. If someone said to me, oh, I just saw this really great movie with Steve Buscemi, I'd be like, who's that?
I'm locking you up.
But it's like, why do they wait so long to tell us? And then there's names that we've just been mispronouncing all along. I learned very early on working in music that it's Rihanna And people would say to me, what do you say it like that for? I said, because that's how you pronounce her damn name. It's not Rihanna. It's Rihanna. Anna. A-N-N-A. Ask her. Listen to her pronounce her own name. Mm-hmm. It's Rihanna. And people still say Rihanna. And it's just, that's wrong. It's wrong. It's Rihanna.
See, that's what I do is I go on YouTube and I hear somebody introduce them and they're sitting right next to them. So if I say Rihanna and she says, no, that's not right, then you should have corrected me.
But that's my point. Lindsay Lohan didn't correct anybody for 30 years. You didn't correct anybody?
Yeah, when you went on the Tonight Show, you didn't say before you went out to the announcer, hey, by the way, when you announce me, say this. Or Saturday Night Live.
Right.
When you hosted that. That doesn't make any sense.
And that's a, go find that. Find the way they introduce her on SNL. I'm curious now. And also, you know, check out Jimmy Fallon. Find a Jimmy Fallon where he introduces her.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lindsay Lohan.
Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan.
Right. I mean, if this is Saturday Night Live, if they're mispronouncing your name, that's the place you want to tell them.
Before you go up to the voice guy, he's sitting there off stage with a mic. He's doing it live. So you can tell him, psst, it's Lohan. Okay. Lindsay Lohan.
But he didn't do that. He did Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. So she's full of shit.
Pull one more up of her being interviewed by like Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon. You'll see they say Lindsay Lohan also. She didn't correct either one of them.
Here we go, guys. Welcome back. I'm here with Lindsay Lohan. We're going to have a water war.
Yeah. See, Jimmy said Lindsay Lohan.
Right. That's a good opportunity to actually say you're sitting down with him. You can say whatever you want to. That's a great time to be like, hey, great to be here. Thank you so much. By the way, my name is pronounced Lohan.
Yeah, I think she messed it up on TikTok.
I almost feel like it's one of those things where she's trying to get our attention again, and she did it. Because now we're talking about her. I mean, it's trending on TikTok. It's trending on Twitter. It's gone viral this week.
Mm-hmm.
You want it?
Yes.
You got it.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
All right, I'm going to make you a doorman at a nightclub.
I'm ready.
So you're working the nightclub door. And the nightclub is in the back. Okay, there's only room for one more celebrity. And two celebrities walk up to you and you got to let one of them in.
Ooh, okay, that's going to be tough.
So the fire marshal is sitting right there. There's 300 people allowed. There's 299. Now two celebrities walk up. You can only say you in. The other one, no. You got to go home. So who are you choosing? Taylor Swift and Ariana Grande walk up to the door. Who are you letting in?
Oh.
You got to turn one of them away.
Okay, so I can't drug the fire marshal and sneak them both in?
No, you got to have one of them's got to go away. One of them can come in.
I think I'm going to have to allow Ariana Grande to come in because Taylor Swift... No, I'll tell you why. Because Taylor Swift is in a very healthy relationship with Joe Alwyn. There's rumors they've gotten engaged. So if I turn her away, I know that she's going home to a very loving... Well, then again, Ariana Grande just got married. So she's got a loving man at home, too. So she's not going to be lonely. You know what? I'm turning them both away and say, go home to your men. Go now home to your men.
I wonder if you pick shoes. Who has the best shoes? You know Ariana's going to have the best shoes.
Well, no, okay. I'll tell you exactly who I'm letting in. I'm letting in Ariana Grande because if you remember, she licked those donuts and then was a total bitch afterwards. I mean, she apologized, but there was that moment where she was like, she was ready to throw down. Yeah. Taylor Swift is the nicest person on the planet. She's the kind of person that if I said, I'm sorry, I can't let you in, she'd be like, oh, I'm sorry I showed up. Like, she would apologize to me for even showing up.
And Ariana would fight with you.
Oh, yeah, I'm scared of her.
And lick your donuts. Okay, so you're working the door. Two people walk up. You got to let one in. Are you letting in Harry Styles or Justin Bieber?
Oh, definitely Harry Styles.
You're gonna tell Justin Bieber to go home?
You know why? Because Justin Bieber doesn't need the publicity. Harry Styles does. Like, Justin Bieber is already, like, they're both A-A-A-A-A-list. But if, like, Harry Styles is, like, one bad record away from people rejecting him, whereas Justin Bieber can do no wrong. Like, he does features with everybody, does collabs with everybody. He's just, everything he churns out, it's like one amazing hit after another. Harry Styles is like, he needs to press the flesh. He needs to go in and be seen. So I'm Team Harry.
87% of people said Bieber. And how I look at that is, okay, one of them is coming in the club. It's going to make TMZ. Who's making TMZ that they went to your club? Is it Bieber or Styles? That is probably 50-50 on that.
Well, okay, so maybe I will change my opinion. Here's why. Justin Bieber will come in and he will make it a party. He will get up in the DJ booth and he'll spin. Like, he will definitely make it all happen. Harry Styles will probably just show up and walk around and be nice to people and then go find a booth and sit down and have drinks.
Yeah, he's going to hide in the corner.
Yeah, he's going to hide in the corner. Justin Bieber's going to make it a party. So you know what? I change my answer. I agree with everybody. I'm saying Justin Bieber.
All right. Tom Holland. Cole Sprouse.
Ooh, that's hard. I'm going to let Tom Holland in right now because Zendaya is probably already in there and she's waiting for him, and I'd hate to be the person that comes between the two of them. Plus, you know, he's got a movie out right now. He's Spidey. So, yeah, no, he needs to come in.
Cole, 84%.
Whoa. How come? What's their reason?
I don't know. I don't even know who he is.
Yeah, I have no idea. You know who Cole Sprouse is. Yeah, you do. From Riverdale.
All right. So, no, I do not. The hell is that?
like the number one show on Netflix?
No, it is not. It's not even in the top 30 in Netflix. I don't know what that is. So
it's
no, I'm not letting
Netflix
him in.
It's a huge Netflix show. No, it's a huge Netflix show. It's not on right now. I mean, actually, I think they canceled it. But when it was on Netflix, that was the number one show.
If I had a dime for every time you told me it's a huge Netflix show, I wouldn't have to do this stupid show.
Are you kidding? You don't know Riverdale? How do you not know Riverdale?
I don't know Riverdale because
it's fucking huge. In fact, everybody in Riverdale, if you go to Us Weekly or People, they're constantly featuring all the actors from Riverdale. They're always talking about them. I'm telling you, it's a huge show, and everybody in it is super important.
Yeah, I would have let Cole in because I wouldn't know who he is. No, you go away. Okay. I don't know who you are. I know Spider-Man. I don't know you.
Right, okay.
So go. All okay, right, fine. You're working the door. Two women show up. You got to let one in. Beyonce, Rihanna.
You know, I'm going to let Rihanna in because she's pregnant right now. And these may be the last. No, this is like the last moment that she can like party and have a good time before she's at the last stages of her pregnancy and she can't fucking move. And when she has a little baby and can't go out and party. So I'm going to let that girl have her last moments of living her best life.
I know, but I can't see you saying no to Beyonce.
No, I'm scared. I'm more scared of Beyonce than I am of Rihanna.
Yeah, so 68% of people said, Beyonce, you can come in. And Rihanna, right. You don't need to be here. Go home. You're pregnant. You know, enjoy Netflix. Go watch Riverdale, whatever the hell that is. Okay, you got to let one in, two women show up, Gigi Hadid, Kendall Jenner.
Oh, Gigi Hadid all day long. Fuck Kendall Jenner.
71% of people said Kendall.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, they're kicking no. Gigi Hadid out.
I'll tell you why that's so wrong. Gigi Hadid is having a really rough time because Zayn was really abusive to her and her family. She's going through a really, really rough time. I think she needs a night out to party. She is the nicest, most benevolent model. Kendall Jenner is a Kardashian. She's good. She can go be famous somewhere else. I don't want her in my club.
Two guys walk up. Nick Jonas, Shawn Mendes.
I'm letting Shawn Mendes in.
Nick Jonas, go away. Shawn Mendes, single. 60%.
Yeah, because he's single, he's cute. Of course, he's single, he's cute. All the ladies going to go nuts the minute he walks in the door. Yeah. We've interviewed Nick Jonas. He's very sweet, but he's sort of quiet.
Well, so is Shawn Mendes.
Well, that's a good point. We interviewed him too, didn't we?
Yeah.
He's also kind of quiet. Yeah, they're both kind of very gentle.
They're the same
guy. Gentle souls. Yeah, they're the same guy, just very gentle souls. But one is single, and they'll get all the ladies drinking, and they'll stay longer, and I'll make more money.
Do women show up? Katy Perry? Lady Gaga?
Oh, Gaga all day long.
Katy, go home. 77% of people said Katy Perry.
What? Oh, please. That is 100% untrue. We are... More of us are little monsters than anything else. Lady Gaga has an Oscar. She's in one of the most important movies of 2021 and potentially 2022 right now. Now, Lady Gaga is a much bigger star.
That's surprising, though. 14,000 votes for Katy Perry, 4,000 votes for Lady Gaga.
Yeah, somehow Katy Perry... got all of her American Idol people to vote.
14,000 people don't watch that show. So she didn't get the Katy Perry. She didn't get those people. All right. Two women show up. Billie Eilish, Dua Lipa.
Oh, Billie Eilish. You know how much I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely Billie.
Billie, come on in. Dua Lipa, 51%. Billie Eilish, 49%.
What? What's up with that?
I don't know. Last one, you gotta let one in. Do you let Demi Lovato, Selena Gomez?
Selena Gomez, because I gotta tell you, even though Demi Lovato's been talking about sobriety and how well they're doing with their sobriety and how well their life is going and all that, I still feel like there's something kind of vulnerable about Demi Lovato. I don't want to be responsible for them coming to my bar and maybe being influenced, or I don't know. I feel like Selena Gomez needs a night out. That bitch is working her ass off this year. She needs some time to just let it all go.
How about this? 90% of people said Demi Lovato. 16,600 votes compared to Selena Gomez's 1,000 votes.
I didn't realize that this crowd was like anti-Selena Gomez. What don't they like about her?
I don't know. Or they really like Demi. I didn't know right. That many people like Demi more than Selena.
Modern equipment and a crew of specialists perfectly synchronized as they capture...
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
More exciting action.
Action.
Let's listen in.
What do you know about adult adoption?
That doesn't make any sense to me.
That's what I thought too, but apparently it's a thing.
Like, if you're over 18, you can be adopted?
Yeah, like adults adopting other adults. That's the whole concept of it.
To me, that doesn't seem legal.
So here's the scenario. So first, let me just tell you, there's a new show on A&E about adult adoption. But don't worry about watching it, because it's already been canceled. So, yeah. And the reason it's been canceled is... sort of what you're talking about in a way, like that it sounds, okay, I'll tell you what adult adoption is in a second, but it sounds like it can very easily go awry. And that's what happened. So there's this couple that's being featured and they were adopting a pregnant 20-year-old girl. So the girl is pregnant. She has nobody else. And they were adopting her to take care of her and her newborn infant, which is really cool. Like, think about it like this, like, either your kids have all moved out, or you have a huge family, or you have a lot of love to give, or you're somebody who does fostering all the time. Maybe you never had kids and you're kind of like, you know what? I kind of want to take care of somebody who needs me, and maybe not a child, maybe like a 20-year-old who's about to give birth, who needs us. So this couple adopts this 20-year-old, and it started getting a little fishy and a little weird when it was revealed that the couple had also adopted an 18-year-old that the father developed feelings for.
Yeah, there's some things that you bring up, like new words for sexuality, that I go, okay, I can hang with this. You give me your thoughts. This is complete bullshit. There is nothing. You can't say, I want to adopt a 20-year-old. No, you know what? Give her some money. You don't have to adopt. That doesn't make any freaking sense. There's one show I'm watching, Love is Blind. One of the girls on it said, yeah, I met this family when they adopted me when I was 18. And I said, when you're 18, get a job. Move out to an apartment.
Well, hang on a minute. So you're 18. You do have a job. You think you're making enough money to completely take care of yourself at 18? I mean, sometimes you need someone to help you. And if you don't have a family, what other choice do you have?
It doesn't make any sense. You can't. It's like Sia. Sia adopted an 18-year-old. To me, that's just weird. That's just very strange.
Okay, to you, it's strange, but adult adoption is actually more common than you'd think. Here are the situations that it happens, okay? Step-parents often adopt their grown stepchildren. Because think of it this way. So I have a stepfather. I am not his biological daughter. I am my mother's biological child. But let's say my mother dies, and then my stepfather is worried that his estate is going to go to God knows where. He wants to make sure that I get everything despite what his will says. So he legally adopts me. So that way we are related now. So that way it's more obvious where his estate is going to go. And then also just, you know, to adopt a stepchild, a lot of step parents do that because they want the child to know that they're loved and wanted and, you know, the only steps in this house are the ones leading up to the door, you know, that kind of thing.
No, go to the lawyer and put in your will, I want to give all my money to Cooper. You don't have to adopt her if she's 32 years old. That to me is just, that's wacky. I don't care how you put it. It's freaking wacky.
No, it's symbolic for some people. If you had an abusive father and now your stepfather's in your life, they adopt you, let you know they're not going anywhere, that they are going to be there for you. So it's actually a good thing. Foster parents often adopt their longtime foster children. So that's common, right? You're fostering somebody for years. They don't get adopted by anybody. And the foster family's like, well, we'll take you. You know?
Right? When they're 20 years old?
Well, yeah, because what happens is they age out of the foster system, and then
there's a reason for that.
Well, because it's antiquated. No 18-year-old is going to make enough money to be able to take care of themselves and pay a rent or a mortgage or food or car insurance or any of that kind of stuff. So get that out of your head. Nobody at 18, very, 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 very few people at 18 can afford any of that without parental help. So, yeah, I mean, look, you age out of foster care, and now your foster parents want to make it official. They want to make it legal, you know, so that way they can continue to care for you.
Mm-hmm. You're never going to cross me over to that side.
Okay.
Even A&E canceled the show because even they said after they shot a couple episodes, this is weird.
No, it's not. I'm telling you, it goes on. That people do it for ease of inheritance is what it's called. Adult adoption helps ensure that financial assets and property rights are transferred more easily to the kid, whether it's a stepkid or whether it's a foster kid. Long-term care, you know, let's say it's just me and my stepfather left and he has Alzheimer's and I want to put him in long-term care. They won't let me do that. I'm just some lady. I'm not his daughter. So if he adopts me and I'm his daughter, then I could care for him as he gets older. Also, the opposite way, let's say there's a foster family that has a child that is physically or mentally incapacitated, you know, that needs long-term care. That way the foster family can get care for that person, you know, and they can make medical and financial decisions for them. You know, you can't do that if you're just some rando in their life, you know? I am just telling you. Another reason why people do it, they want to reconnect with a birth parent. So if you want to establish or reestablish the legal parental child relationship that previously existed when, you know, you were first born, but then you got estranged, People will do that. And then finally, to protect family assets, you know, childless parents can adopt an adult with whom they have a close relationship. Like, okay, I don't have any kids, but one of my best friends is like 30. So I could decide at some point to adopt her. That way, if anything happens to me, everything goes to her legally, and I don't have to worry about it.
Can't you just put that in your will?
No, that's the kind of thing that can get contested in a will.
Mm, no. I did. To me, it's just very weird.
Do you know what the criteria is for an adult adopting another adult?
No idea.
Consent.
Oh. So
if both people consent to the adoption can go through. That's all it needs is just a 20-something-year-old saying, I consent to be adopted by this 60-year-old person because they're my step-parent, estranged parent, close friend, auntie, somebody who wants to make sure they can put me in their will legally, you know, whatever it is. All it needs is consent. It's two adults. It's two consenting adults doing something financially sound for both of them.
Can I put my kid up for adoption?
Yeah.
Oh, you can. Nice.
You can, well, no, but, the, you, but
then
you,
I can okay, use so, that room for a band room and I can put drums
well,
in
yeah.
it.
You'd have to give up your parental rights.
Well, that's no problem.
So sign a document saying you give your parental rights.
Yeah. I give my consent then, now.
Yeah. And then somebody else will adopt them. And then, you know, problem solved.
Somebody will adopt them. 2 days later, they'll be back on my doorstep. They will say, I don't want this. There's a reason why you gave this up. Take this back.
Yeah, you talk a big game. You've told me when, okay, so you and I have been doing the show together for a really, really long time when your kids were really, really little. And you always said to me that the kids know that once they turn 18, there'll be a bag packed at the door.
Yeah, they blow out the candles. Out. Happy birthday to you. Goodbye.
Yet, up until recently, both of your children have been living with you, and currently one of them still is.
But he did move out, but he came back.
Temporarily, he moved out. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so it did work for like a month. Right. Then he turned around and came right back. So, but I didn't adopt him. I would have adopted him back. No.
You don't have to. He's your biological child. You don't have to adopt him back. He's already yours. You're stuck with him.
I did make this noise a lot when he came back.
Yeah. That's not legally binding.
That's not.
No.
I have all these plans for the rooms. I'm going to knock the wall down. I'm going to make a big, huge band room. And one room I'm going to make my gym. Yeah, it's never going to happen.
Why don't you just go ahead and do it? What do you care that he's there? He's an adult.
Just move him.
It's not your problem.
Kind of like office space. Can you move into the corner?
Yeah.
We're going to hire new people, and I need this space.
You sleep on the treadmill now.
Oh, see, that's a good idea. That's how you can push them out. Just keep putting stuff in their room, and they're like, yeah, that's not mine. I know. It's a bass rig. I'm putting a guitar amp in here next. It's going to be really hard to sleep.
With the band coming in and all the groupies. It's going to be really loud in here.
You should really look for your own place if you ever want to sleep again.
It's the greatest find yet. I want to hear them, and I want to hear them now.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
You guys suck!
Thank you. You are not a fan of leftovers.
No, because every time I read something about leftovers, it always makes me scared. Like, you saw that story about that kid that got amputated because of leftovers?
99% of the food that I eat, leftovers.
No, now you can die now.
This kid got his legs cut off after eating leftovers from noodles.
A student ate his roommate's leftover noodles for lunch. This is what happened to his limbs. JC is a 19-year-old man presenting to the emergency room with muscle pain, chills, and shortness of breath. 5 hours earlier, a purplish discoloration that looked like bruises had developed on his skin, and his roommate immediately drove him to the hospital. In the car, JC could barely move his head because his neck was so stiff, but it didn't matter anymore because his vision was starting to go dark. One day earlier, JC was on his regular schedule. He was hungry for lunch, but it was cold outside. Food wasn't easy to come by, but his roommate had gone out to eat the night before and brought back leftovers. He's not really gonna care if I eat this. He wasn't gonna finish it anyways, JC thought. Immediately after eating the meal of leftover chicken and noodles, JC didn't feel well. He could feel his stomach shake and convulse. As the hours passed, JC could feel a blanket of pain covering his stomach.
His temperature peaked at 105 degrees, heart rate of 166 beats per minute. He went to the hospital after eating his roommate's leftovers.
JC's roommate threw up after eating parts of his meal the night before. These became the leftovers that JC ate the next day, not knowing that this had happened. This kind of reaction is generally not normal with food, but as doctors got more medical history on JC, they found that he only received the first dose of the meningococcal vaccine just before middle school and not the booster recommended 4 years later at age 16.
Right, but you're burying the lead here. His roommate was eating the food and left it sitting out for 20 hours. It was out on a counter. It wasn't in a refrigerator. That's why they tell you, you got to refrigerate. Here's the rule. The minute you're done eating, put it right in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And it can only stay there for like 3 days, possibly four, depending on what it is, but only a couple of days. After that, bacteria grows and it's done. So if you don't eat the leftovers within a day or two, you got to trash it.
So how long can they stay out before you have to put it in the fridge?
Zero.
Zero. So the minute you make a plate and you don't eat it, it goes in the fridge. Then you're fine.
The minute you put your fork down and go, oh, I'm full, everything goes right in the refrigerator.
Because like Thanksgiving at my parents' house, they will leave the stuff out for like 3 hours. Because it's like buffet eating. So you go up there and you get it. And so then they pack everything up, 4 hours later, and they give it to you to take home, which is another 2 hour drive to get home. So it's been out for 6 hours. So that's not good.
No, not at all. It should be refrigerated in between that.
How about if you go to a fancy restaurant and you eat and you take your leftovers and it takes you half an hour to get home?
It's only a half an hour. This kid ate food that was laying out for 20 hours.
But who would have thunk they would have to cut your legs off?
Well, he got meningitis is what happened. There was some type of bacteria grew in there that caused him to get some type of meningitis that's obviously a deadly form.
So I guarantee you saw this. You're never going to get those noodles ever again because you don't know how long it took the guy from the restaurant to deliver to your apartment.
Yeah, I don't do delivery anymore. I go pick it up. Yeah. And what's so funny is when I saw that story, we had just had Chinese food the night before and we had noodles in the refrigerator. And I said to my boyfriend, you're going to be eating these? He goes, nah. I said, trash them immediately. I don't even want these here.
Yeah, because you never touch a leftover.
No, this is the reason why. I keep hearing stories my entire life, even just food poisoning stories of people getting food poisoning after leftovers. You know, I make a big show of it. Like if I'm at a expensive restaurant, if I paid for something and I just can't finish it, I have before just been like, no, I don't want it. No, you should take it home. And I realize if you don't take it home, everyone around you starts giving you you're wasting food. You'll eat it later. Maybe the dog will want it. You know, that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, whenever I don't finish eating, I always take home. And either on the way home, I throw it in the trash or I get home and throw it in my trash.
So you're walking down the street. You see a trash can. You throw it right in there. You don't want to throw it away at the restaurant. You throw it away a little bit later.
I was just with friends the other day and I ordered this portion that I thought was a small portion. It was ginormous. I had like half of it, not even half of it, like a third of it. And the woman's like, oh, you should take the rest home. Everyone's like, yeah, you take it home. Did the whole take it home. Fine. Take it home, peer pressure people. So they bring me a container. You know, you do it yourself now. They don't take it back anymore because of COVID.
Oh, they bring it to your table and you have to do it yourself.
Yeah, you do it yourself. So I did it myself, put it in my bag. And as I was waving goodbye to my friends, like they were walking left, I was walking right, there was a trash can on the corner. I was like, bye, right in. Like, literally right in.
See, and bringing the container to your table that so you can do it really makes no sense, because they made the food in the back room and put the food on the plate. So if they had the COVID in the back room, it's still going to be there when they take the food back and put it in a container.
Yeah, I think because of COVID, so the it depends on the restaurant you go to. So here's how it goes. The waiters now, you order, they have these like little handheld things that they order on. Mm-hmm. So they just stand away from you, they punch it in, it goes right to the kitchen. Then there's a food runner who is fully masked and gloved, and the food runner brings it out and puts it down. So the only people who've touched your food are the chef, and the food runners just touch the plate. So if you then give it back to the waitress and bring it back there, they don't want to take any risks. They bring you the to-go container, do it yourself. Everything's do it yourself. There's not even menus anymore. Everything is on a QR code.
Mm-hmm. It's so different in certain parts of the country. It's so different up there than it is down here.
Yeah, I haven't touched a menu in 2 years. In fact, I mean, there's some restaurants I've been to, and high-end restaurants, where not only do they give you a QR code, you order the food yourself on their website. Order the food and just let them know that what table you're sitting at.
Oh, really? So you can even talk to somebody.
Right. They'll bring you the drinks, and then they try to mitigate the amount of time that you are with them, you know, that you're... And again, some restaurants, they're masked, some they're not.
Speaking of menus, I had a menu sent to my house today from a pizza place. I guess a new pizza place in South Carolina opened up. And the pizza is $40 for a pizza.
That's New York pricing.
It's called New York pizza, whatever. It's not even close. But I guarantee... that pizza place in Babylon had cheaper pizzas, and they ain't even close to that quality. I'll put money on it.
Yeah, no, we don't pay $40 for a pizza unless it's like fully loaded. I mean, there's a pizza place that we do order from, and that pizza is $27.
Yeah, and it's the best freaking thing you've ever put in your mouth.
Best freaking thing I ever put in my mouth. Well, one of the best things, but definitely up there.
Yeah, it's not some hillbilly down here.
No, right. Exactly.
Making a pizza and charging $40 and they call it New York. It's like there's nothing New York about this. It's hillbilly pie and it's $40. It's not even on a real street. It's kind of like off a side street in a small town you've never heard of.
It's in a shack where they also sell fireworks.
Yeah, so I get the menu to my house, and beef hash. So I get the menu and I go, oh, look at that pizza. I guarantee it's not as good as the pizza at Penn Station.
Right, you're right. The pizza that people get when they're going from one train to another at Penn Station is better than what this guy in South Carolina in his little shack is selling, yeah.